Tim High is with the Mackinac Island Chamber of Commerce, but he's also involved in a lot of other similar type businesses. But we're going to talk first about the Michigan PGA Women's Open from Crystal Mountain. Tim, how are you, my friend?
Well, Tony, how are things in Lansing today?
Beautiful day here, and I know it is where you are.
Yeah.
Tell me about the PGA Women's Open.
You know, we've been doing it up here. This is the ninth year, and it's the Michigan PGA Women's Open, as you said. And what's really cool about the Lansing area is that Michigan State University is just so well represented. Coach Slobodnik really brings eight of her team's members are here today, and some of the former winners are from Michigan State. And she has two players that I would call the favorites, one that just graduated, Laura Cooney, who finished in seventh place at the Futures event last week in the Upper Peninsula. And then Lindsay Solberg, who is currently on the MSU Spartan team. And Tony, she won the Wisconsin Open this year.
So it's going to be very competitive. Any other mid-Michigan area golfers that we should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, absolutely. Liz Nagel from DeWitt and Stephanie Fleet from DeWitt. And just looking for my Excel sheet with all of the Lansing players on it. Just quite a few, Tony, and to be able to follow the action live, if people go to Michigan.org, which is everybody knows is the travel site for the state of Michigan, and go under activities, you'll be able to find live scoring right there at Michigan.org.
All right. Before I let you go, I started wondering, we're talking about fireworks, and Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan mentioned Mackinac Island, and I wonder, do they have fireworks?
We don't have fireworks. There are fireworks nightly from St. Ignace during the summertime, but there are no daily fireworks on Mackinac Island. Sometimes on the 4th of July, we will go out and hire a barge and do them out in the straits where people on the island can see them. But nothing on a regular basis, Tony.
All right, that's I can't imagine a better place to watch fireworks than that. And you could probably see a lot from that location. And the island is doing well this summer?
Yeah, the properties are up so far, which is kind of surprising. I think that shows you the pent-up demand, Tony, that's there. Because the weather, as you know, just hasn't been all that great. We need the weather to break. Then Mackinac Island can get better, golf can get better, and all of the summer tourism businesses that rely so heavily on good weather, and it is our state's second largest industry. We need a little break in the weather to start getting healthy.
All right, and for people who want more information about going up to the island, where do they go, Tim?
They go to MackinacIsland.org, and of course that's spelled with the C, MackinaC. That's MackinacIsland.org, and we have rooms waiting for you.
I'd like to take advantage of that right now.
You bet.
All right, what are you doing for the weekend?
Well, I will be back on the island. We're going to be here at the tournament Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then heading back to wonderful Mackinac Island.
All right, take care. We'll talk with you soon to get updates. Enjoy your day.
Oh, thank you, Tony.